Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Bargo and Bryant Wagner.
Welcome back to another episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm Landon Bargo here with
Bryant Wagner.
And
I don't have the... Yeah,
welcome back to another episode of Blabber Buddies. I'm your host.
I don't have that voice. I'm Bryant Wagner. Hi.
So, anyway, I am sipping on some...
Why are you telling people what you're drinking?
Because I am telling them.
What's our public safety announcement? We always have to do a public
safety... I'll get to that when I'm done to think about what I'm drinking.
Oh, fine.
Thanks for interrupting me.
Oh. Exactly. Our public safety announcements. Yeah. If we say or do anything that offends you,
we don't give a shit. So anyway, back to what I was saying. I am drinking some vodka with some raspberry flavored club soda.
It's disgusting.
And I love it.
It's disgusting.
So I went ahead and poured Bryant over here his
it's delicious.
His wiener drink. He's drinking Bailey's Irish Cream with
sipping
Coca-Cola, his little sipping cream.
It's Coke Zero, by the way.
Still Coca-Cola.
It's Coke Zero. It's different. It has zero sugar and zero calories, and it... Look at that. It makes my drink explode.
Oh, you're on one today.
I am on one. I am having a good day.
Oh, so I'm just going to jump right in it. So
good.
We came out with new t-shirt ideas.
Yes,
came out looking great. We have a brand new logo. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
I've got another idea for a t-shirt.
Oh, Lord, what now?
Yeah. Okay, so so you watch the news all the time, right?
Yeah.
And there's people sporadically, right?
Yeah, sporadically.
Because there's a lot of bad shit on it.
Yeah, it's depressing.
It is depressing. So every time you watch the news, you see somebody that died from like drugs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're, like, thinking, like, people that do drugs, they think, you know what, it's a great idea to stab myself with a needle and inject something that will probably kill me.
Fentanyl.
Yeah.
Heroin. Nine times out of ten.
You know, or smoke meth or something.
Or heroin laced with fentanyl.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Oh, I can't wait to hear your idea.
Right. So, you know, and then, you know, and people... Like druggies, they say, oh, well, I do it because it makes me feel good.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was running away with that idea.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what is legal?
What?
And it doesn't, and it makes you feel good, and it doesn't involve, like, doing drugs that could possibly kill you?
Sex.
Yeah. So just hear me out. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay, so I mean, because guys, and I've seen it on the news, guys have died while getting their nut.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Right.
With like, you know, not hymns, but
right.
Yeah, with a lot of stuff.
However, if you died getting your nut off, you're looked at like
a
hero.
You're a
legend.
Fucking legend.
Right, because you died doing the dirty deed. You are awesome.
Either you were absolutely phenomenal or she was absolutely phenomenal. Either way, you died.
Yeah.
And
also it helps you build endorphins, serotonin, raises your testosterone.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So therefore, you know, instead of being a loser like the people who do drugs,
mm-hmm.
you know, why don't you... You know, and, you know, have sex more, right?
Yep.
So my t-shirt idea is, and I came up with this with one of the other guys at your former place of work.
Okay.
And it would be, the slogan would be, don't do drugs, just nut.
Well, I can run with that.
Right.
I like that.
Yes. Yes.
I like
don't
that.
Do drugs, just nut.
I like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All kinds of possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, you could still die from it.
Yeah.
You know? But it'd be you're like if you do that, you're a god.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could copyright that. We're copywriting that now. Copyright Blabber Buddies.
Hashtag
trademark Blabber Buddies.
12/24 on January 17th, 2025.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah.
Damn, that's ingenious.
Yeah.
I like
don't
that.
Don't do drugs. Just nut.
I like that.
Uh-huh. I figured you like it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yep. So that was my random idea that I had, you know.
That's an ingenious idea. You know what we really need to do? I need to find somebody. I could probably do it, but probably not great. Find somebody that could do like create us a website where like we can have these like t-shirt ideas like on there.
Yeah.
And then if people wanted to purchase them, they could.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a merch. Mm-hmm. Like we start putting out our merch for people to purchase.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
We need to
do more homework on that.
Sure as shit do. Also, that topic leads me into a Twix My Tweeter. I know it's kind of early, but that was a good segue into a Twix My Tweeter.
Yeah.
You want to hear my Twix My Tweeter?
Yeah. Well, you know what? What Twix your Tweeter?
What Twix my Tweeter? So, you know what really Twix My Tweeter, Bargo?
What really Twix your Tweeter?
So, like you said, on the news, a lot of the times we hear about people dying from overdoses or people dying in violent ways or whatever.
What is on your finger?
Oh, it's a sticky thing from the mic stand. Anyway, I'm playing with it. It's giving me something to do.
Okay.
But anyway, shut up. Don't say anything about Butters when Butters comes in. What are you playing with on your finger? It's a fucking sticky.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gives you something to play with.
Shut up. I got to have something to do. Anyway. So with all that being said, somebody dies in a violent way. Somebody dies from overdose, whatever. It's horrible. It's bad. It's, you know. Yeah. All the family, giant groups of family members come out from the woodwork and they're all sad and like, oh my gosh, like, you know, they were such a great person. I can't believe this happened, yada, yada, yada. And then you come to find out like weeks later that there's been nobody in that person's life that died until they died. You know what I mean?
Not really.
So like if you and I were family,
uh-huh,
and like you disowned me as your family, as a family member because I was doing drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
So
which I honestly would.
You would. Exactly. So we go like 10 years. Like I have no contact with you. I don't see you at all. I don't talk to you. Like none of our family. Right.
Uh-huh.
I overdose and die. You find out that I overdose and die and you're immediately like, oh my gosh, he was such a great person. Like this didn't need to happen to him. Like come out of the woodwork to support me, but you hadn't been there for that support 10 years.
But see, I wouldn't.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like there are family
members. Because I would have just been like, huh, well, good riddance.
You would, but that's what I'm saying. That's what really Twix My Tweeter. I would expect that.
Yeah.
That's honest.
Yeah.
As opposed to the family coming out of the woodwork and like praising this person for being this like amazing individual when you haven't seen that individual for like 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Like
there are people out there like that.
There are millions of people out there like that. And it bugs the ever loving piss out of me.
Oh man, you know, they were such a great person. Okay, so what'd they do about 10 weeks ago?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't
talk
to
them. What'd they do 3 years ago?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're
such but they were such a great person.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's the thing that bugs me. Like I would much rather you be honest and like, I don't know, I haven't talked to this person in 10 years than like, oh my gosh, this he or she was such a great person. Like he or she didn't need to go that way. Like he or she, like, you know, they were just misguided. Like we were trying to be there to support them. When were you there to support them?
Yeah.
When was the last time that you actually had a sit down conversation with them to try to like fix or help them?
Yeah.
No. Like 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So you weren't helpful at all. Got it. Huh? So just shut up. Stop talking.
So anyway,
Twix My Tweeter bugs the ever loving piss out of me.
Okay. So what else Twix your Tweeter since we're on the subject?
Oh, I've got quite a few.
Well, we're not doing a whole bunch. Well,
I'll do one other one. Let's see. What was one that really bugged me this week?
What really Twix your Tweeter?
This is probably one that's going to piss a lot of people off, but you know what?
We don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit, and I'm going to talk about it anyway. So, this is one that's bugged me for a really long time, not just this week. So, at our former place of work, or my former place of work, your current place of work, and just in general, we get a lot of people, or we did get a lot of people that would come in and, like, they speak Haitian Creole, they speak Spanish, they speak German, various different languages.
Yeah.
None of their native languages that they're speaking to us are English.
Right.
Right? Which is fine. I get it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Have you learned English? No? So I have to get an interpreter then for you to have a conversation with me. I don't understand how when we were younger, at least when I was younger, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, it was taught that if you're going to like a different country, you need to try and learn that country's language.
Right.
Like, whether and it's still, Spanish, and it's French, still,
and
whatever.
It's still, and it's still expected by us today.
Exactly.
As Americans, that if you're going to go to another country, you got to learn their language.
Exactly. So why how is about, it expected about, by me, but not by everybody else?
Yeah, how about no, Scott?
I don't want to. I'm going to go to, I want to go to Mexico. I'm going to speak English. If you don't know how to speak English, get me an interpreter.
Yeah.
Like, bugs the ever loving piss out
of talk. I just talk to people in English, and if they look at me stupid, I'm like, "Well, I told you, get out."
It just bugs me. Like, yeah. I don't understand, like, how it's perfectly okay for us to go to different countries and have to at least try to learn some kind of language to be able to communicate with people. Because otherwise, 9 times out of 10, people aren't going to communicate with you in another country. You're a stupid American. You're a stupid tourist American. Whatever.
Right.
Like. You come here, and we're just like, oh, it's okay. We'll get you an interpreter. No.
You know what's also actually kind of funny, though, about that?
Hmm.
Since it's like when people don't speak English, you know, like, and I'm going to say it because Americans are that dumb. They act like the person is deaf, and they speak louder and louder and more dialect. What are you wanting?
Or
they're not deaf.
Or they do that, but then they also add like hand motions and sign language-ish stuff, like
gibberish sign language.
You need a drink. It goes both ways. I get it. Like Americans are dumb. We think they're deaf and we do sign language, but still, like that really bugs the ever loving piss out of me.
Yeah, no,
like,
I refuse to pull up any type of translator or anything. If they're moving to our country, they need to learn our language.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels that way.
No, I mean, I'm not moving to Germany. I'm not moving to Puerto Rico. I'm not moving, you know, to Mexico. I'm not moving to Canada.
Nope.
You know.
I'm in Canada. Canada.
Canada.
Canada. Canada. Canada. Canada would be fine. They still speak English.
I mean,
ish. You
like,
get some like
a,
French.
Like a Frenchish. Frenchlish.
Yeah, but I mean,
like an,
you know.
English.
English. English. Frenglish.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you know?
Yeah, exactly. They speak somewhat English.
Yeah.
But no, that anyway. Enough with Twix my tweeter.
Yeah.
No negative. That was just
so I've got me. I actually got some good stuff here.
I can't wait.
Did you know that remember when we were kids and like, you know, they were talking about flying cars and all that kind of stuff? Do you know that's about to become a norm?
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, so flying cars are becoming a thing.
Okay, when?
Google it. Google EV mothership car.
EV mothership car on Google University.
And also just flying cars.
If you
own a Cybertruck, then your significant other is definitely cheating. And also if you own a Cybertruck, then your significant other is definitely cheating on you because you have a small penis or
you're a douche.
Smelly clam.
You're a douche.
One of those.
For sure.
But on a real note, yeah. Yeah, they're expecting, they're already taking orders for these flying cars.
I must be looking at the wrong thing.
No, so there's also like an EV, like it looks like almost like a minivan.
Like a minivan?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yep. And then it opens up and releases a flying drone that you get into and you can take off and go like across town and shit.
So that's not a flying car.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Look, okay, Google flying car.
Flying, fluing, car. Flying squirrel. Flying car. Okay, that's more like a flying car.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That. But what you just described to me about a drone coming out of a van and then the drone taking you someplace, that's not a flying car. That's two completely separate
things. It comes out of the car and it flies. Anyways.
It's not a flying car.
Doesn't matter.
Listeners, I would love it if you would give us your opinion on that. Is that a flying car? Because that's
not a flying
car. It
doesn't matter. It's under the classification of flying car.
But now that's a flying car.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's a flying car.
But yeah, like something that people are already taking orders for those.
Something that has wings that comes out of the car and you sit in your car and fly away with your car.
Or they have like drone propellers that'll come out of it as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's a flying car. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, but they are already taking orders for those.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So that is in our future within the next year or two.
So does that mean, just because I'm thinking here.
And by the way, on a side note, I'm just going to reiterate, if you own a Cybertruck, then your significant other is definitely cheating on you because you have a smelly penis or a smelly clam.
You're a douche if you have a Cybertruck. But so no, I have questions then. If within the next, we'll say within the next 10 years, within the next 10 years, flying cars are going to be a thing. Does that mean that we're going to have to like somehow like register them like air traffic control
with a
number, so then like air traffic control can track us? And then on top of that,
how do they know where the airspace is that they're not allowed to go, or how high they're allowed to fly, or
exactly?
Yeah, I don't know. That's all in the unknown.
I hate to be air traffic control.
That's all in the unknown right now.
I would hate to be air traffic control.
Yeah,
that would be horrible.
But yeah, they're taking orders for it already.
That's stupid. See, but these are conversations that we talk about or used to talk about when we worked together. Was like, how did one of our employees put it? Like, creating a problem to solve a problem. Like, most people would want a flying car because they're tired of traffic. They're tired of sitting in traffic lines. Like, they want to get to places faster, whatever.
Yeah, but if more people get it, then they're going to create more traffic.
Well, not only that. But again, air traffic control, like you should solve like the just, big picture problems.
Just imagine if these
that.
Idiots, they don't know what they're doing and they decide to wreck. Automatic death.
It would take, I would like to know what road
so
rage
if
would
you,
look like.
So hey, just letting you know, if you are going to be one of the first purchasers of one of these flying cars, make sure you leave myself or Bryant in your will.
Please.
Because I don't expect you to live past 2 years of flying it. Thank you.
It's going to take road rage to a whole new level. Like, what do you do? Like,
I'm going
to
drop a rock on that. That's it. I'm going to take a dump. Just like the dirty pigeons. Can you imagine? All of a sudden you start playing Highway to the Danger Zone. And all of a sudden you're flying after a car that pisses you off. And you just like, you open your door, you drop trout, and you just. Just like you're letting off bombs, kind of like birds do to your car.
Shit bombs.
Yep. Was that, did a bird just poop on your car?
No,
it was human fecal matter.
I don't like where that's going.
Oh, it'd be great.
No, I don't like it.
I mean, they're going to be expensive, but
ridiculously expensive. Yeah. Like our 1% of people in this world billionaires will be able to afford it.
Yeah, but you know what? It might be like this, like the submarine incident. You know, like a whole bunch of billionaires go down to, go down to 5,000 feet below sea level, and then they're dead.
Oh,
like I said,
was that too soon?
How many years ago
was that?
Shoot, at least a year or two.
Was it only a year or two? I feel like it was a lot longer than that. But no, it's fine. I don't care that much.
That's it. I'm Googling.
Well, while you're Googling that, I have a did you know.
Hold on. Did the submarine
explode?
Explode. No, 2 years ago. 18 June 2023. Titan, a submersible operated by American Tourism and Expeditions Company, OceanGate.
Yeah. It
imploded during an expedition.
That's right. Well, I have a did you know.
Yep. All
right.
Go ahead.
Well, so before I give you the did you know, I'm going to ask, what is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
Nope.
What?
It's not Mount Everest.
What is it?
Most people would say it's Mount Everest because that's what we've been told.
Yeah.
It's not. You'll never guess it.
Probably not. Go ahead.
But you can try.
No, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
You don't want to give it a try?
Go ahead.
It's in the United States.
Go ahead.
It's in the United States.
Mount Rainier?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, Mount St. Helens exploded from a volcano. Yep.
Nope, that's not it. But it is like it's a state in the United States.
Colorado?
Nope. You're getting that way.
Washington?
Now you're too far north.
Oregon.
Farther south.
California?
Keep going.
Mexico.
West.
Nevada? Utah.
Mexico. West of Mexico. What state is west of Mexico?
West of Mexico?
West of Mexico.
There isn't one.
Yes, there is.
What? Hawaii?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
There's
two. Can you even pronounce it?
Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa are the tallest
mountains. Mauna Loa? I've heard of that one.
They're both the tallest in the world. Even so, like, the reason they're not classified as such is because most of their mountain range is underwater. But they are technically the tallest mountains in the world.
That's why.
But 4.2 kilometers of their mountain range is underwater. But it's technically taller. Both are technically taller than Mount Everest.
Yeah, but they have to you have to realize it all starts at sea level.
Well,
there you go.
Technically,
that's how it works, man.
But mountains in the world.
So, like I said, Mount Everest.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's above sea level.
I asked you what is the tallest mountain on Earth.
It goes based off sea level.
I didn't ask that. I said, what is the tallest mountain on Earth?
Yeah. Mount Everest.
Wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
No.
Wrong.
Because it goes based off sea level.
I didn't specify sea level. All I said was
you didn't have to. That's how scientists do it.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Look it up. You're wrong.
Anyway.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Well, speaking of mountains, I have a question.
Yes.
What is your Mount Rushmore celebrity crushes?
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck,
really?
I don't know, bro.
Oh, come on. What's your, like, top four, like, of all time celebrity crushes? Come on, hook a brother up.
I don't know. What are yours?
Anna Kendrick.
See, you had time to think about this.
Well, yeah. That's kind of the whole point
of this. You're kind of putting me on the spot.
Exactly. Anna Kendrick would be number one. Anne Hathaway is number two.
Yeah.
ScarJo is number three.
She looks like she has a stinky something.
I like Anne Hathaway. She
looks like she stinks.
ScarJo is my number three. Jessica Biel is my number four.
Well, Jessica Biel has always been, because she's got the most gorgeous natural body.
Now, an honorable mention more recently would be Sydney Sweeney. But
that's no idea who that is.
You don't know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Uh-uh.
Dude, she's awesome. She's actually like, yeah, she's gorgeous. Very pretty. All but, right. Yeah, those are my four. So give me your four.
Oh, let's see. I like the dirty girls, so I'm going to have to go with Amber Heard.
Of course you would.
I'm kidding.
Of course you would.
I don't want anybody pooping on my chest.
You like finding turds in your bed.
So while I'm thinking about this, you know who I think looks like they just have like breath that probably smells like toe jam?
Sure. No, okay, what?
Smells like toe jam.
Well, how do you know what toe jam smells like?
Dude, I was young and a kid once. I pulled toe jam out of my toes when I had it, and I smelled it. It smells like smelly feet, dude.
Okay.
It smells like stinky feet.
All right, go ahead. All right. Who smells like toe jam? Whose mouth?
Emma Watson.
Like Hermione Granger?
Yeah.
Emma Watson?
Yeah.
Really?
Beauty and the Beast girl? Yeah.
You think that her mouth smells like, it might like smell like toe jam?
Like a cross between toe jam and like sour milk.
What makes you think that?
I don't know.
What about her makes you think that? Because she's just like, she's,
I don't know,
absolutely hilarious. She's gorgeous. Like,
I don't think she's funny.
I think she's hilarious. She's funny.
Yeah, funny looking, maybe.
Maybe to some people, but what? Yeah. No, no. You got it. What makes
you? I don't know. I can't tell you. You can even ask my wife. I've told her the same thing. I have no idea. She just looks like she would have stinky breath that smells like a cross between like toe jam and smelly feet and sour milk.
That's so weird. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
And for like no reason either.
No reason at all. No. Nope. I don't know. I mean, she is attractive, but
Who's your top four? I'm still waiting. You've had time to think.
Okay, so I would have to say one of the top is Margot Robbie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay.
Mila Kunis. That one. Yeah.
All right. That's fair. I mean, that's not mine, but that's fine.
Well, no shit. It's not yours.
I know.
You'd have said it if it was.
I know. Yeah.
Let's see.
Giving you the shocker.
Yeah, I know. Right. Alexandra Daddario.
That's a good one. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, her. And then
that's a good one.
Last but not least, it's an Emma.
Emma Stone. Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. That's fair.
Yeah.
You had to look back. You were like, wait, it's an Emma. It's not Watson. She has yeah. toe jam breath.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Emma Stone. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Those are fair. What, yeah. Which would be your number one out of those four?
I don't know.
You don't know no. on that?
No.
Oh, I feel like
take on
like
all four.
Margot Robbie or Alexander Daddario
no,
would be
all four.
Number one
all
that.
Four at the same time.
You can't.
Oh, well, you didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying it so, now.
Well, you can't change it now because I went ahead and fucking said it before no, you changed
tough
it.
Tough shit, I already did. I well, changed it.
Not before
you
I said it.
You can't have them all at the same time.
Well, I already one said at a time. I did. I already said I did.
In your order, top like four, number one, what is your number one?
Yes.
This is why people like listening to our show.
Or dislike listening to our show because you're a stubborn, bald-headed freak.
I'm a stubborn
freak.
Mule and you're a yeah. child? That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm not a freak.
Hey, you are.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a freak?
Yeah.
That hurts.
Freak of nature.
That hurts.
We're all freaks.
No, we're not.
I'm definitely a freak.
No, you're not. You're getting back to the gym and looking amazing. I had to shave my face for work.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm all sad about
dude,
it.
I went to the gym today.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Did you get it done?
No, hard.
Did you run?
No, I didn't run.
Well,
I
walk or whatever.
Cardio was yesterday.
Oh, did you run yesterday? Or walk?
I walked and I did bike.
Yeah?
I ran for a full minute.
Did you get winded?
I did.
You're like me.
Well, on top of that is I stopped because my knee really started hurting.
Sure.
You know, got that's really fair. Tight and started hurting. Yeah. But yeah, of course I was winded. I haven't ran in what, since
Six
June?
6 months?
Yeah, since June. So yeah, I was a little winded.
That's awesome though.
But yeah.
Very
yeah.
nice. Very cool.
So I got some actually pretty cool things that okay. are actually happening.
Let's see if I think
Indianapolis.
Let's see if I think they're cool.
Oh, you'll think it's cool
because you thought the Chris Kindle Mart.
You didn't even
cool.
go. You didn't even go.
Well,
so how do you know
me,
it's not,
well,
not even
saying,
cool?
You told me about that, and you thought I'd think it was cool, and I didn't think it was cool.
Yeah,
so
but
like,
if you'd have gone, you'd have thought it was cool.
I don't think so. Well, we'll see. Hey, yeah. Speaking of, where's your Stein?
My Stein.
Yeah, your Stein.
It's in the cupboard.
But you were supposed to be drinking out of it.
I'm not drinking beer right now.
So do you have to drink beer out of a beer Stein?
It's in the name.
Just because it's in the name doesn't mean you have to drink
well,
only beer out of it.
Well, you do you and I'll do me.
Okay. I don't have one.
Well,
so I can't do me.
Well, whose fault is that?
Actually,
maybe if you went to the Chris Kindle Mart, you would.
I can do me. I'll go home and use Amanda or Angelina Jolie. Depends on if I want to get freaky
Jesus.
Or keep it simple.
All right. So, so did you know that Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives
yep.
visited Indianapolis.
Yes, I did.
This past week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this cool. past week to visit a restaurant that will be featured on their premiere episode for season 51.
There's 51 seasons of
yeah.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and
yeah.
Dives. That's ridiculous,
I know.
But okay.
So anyway, hear me out.
Yeah.
The restaurant is called Sabito or Sabato. Sabito.
Okay.
S-O-B-I-T-O. You know, it's a lunch place that serves soup, sandwiches, and salads. But they'll be on Triple D. And, you know, you say it's funny that it has 51 seasons, right?
Yeah.
Well, did you know, and I actually Excuse remember, me. Got a burp.
Excuse you.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah.
I actually remember when Guy Fieri first started out.
Yeah.
It was from a competition show.
Excuse you?
Know, yep. It was from a competition show called The Next Food Network Star. It was season two, and it was back in 2006.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Wait, how does he have 51 seasons when there's only been, 2006 to now, that's only 18 years?
Yeah. But
how does that work?
They probably did several seasons in a couple seasons in 1 year.
Confusing, but yeah. All right. Anyway.
But that's how he got his start. And yeah. I actually remember seeing him audition for that,
nice.
Like try out for it and winning that competition. Cause I watched that competition when I was, you know, a little Fargo, but yeah, he was a contestant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I remember the show.
Yeah. But anyway, so because you already know that he visited that place in downtown Indianapolis called Steer Inn.
Yep.
that featured their pork tenderloin.
Yep, and they have a really good pork tenderloin. Holy cow. We're not sponsored by Steer Inn, but man, their pork tenderloin is phenomenal.
Yep, phenomenal.
So are their omelets, but yeah, I like going there.
Trust
me,
go in for the
pork tenderloin. Won't be disappointed.
I actually ordered one a few weeks back. It was wonderful.
Their restaurant is great. I wish it was in a different part of town. I feel like that road specifically that it's on gets a lot of bad rap. Not necessarily that the whole road is like that, but
it does.
When you hear that street name, you're like, I'm not traveling down
there. I don't want to go over there.
Exactly. But like,
because I don't want to get like
mugged, shot,
you know,
poked
robbed.
With a needle as I'm walking down the street. Right. Like, yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, but they still get a lot of good business, I guess. Yeah. So like, I mean, they're still open.
Yeah. So on that. Yeah. So on that note, I think it's absolutely hilarious, and I actually saw somebody say this one time.
Okay.
It was actually an Asian guy.
Okay.
He said, and he was talking about basically about shark fin soup. So you know shark fin soup, it's, you know, a growing problem in the world.
Yep.
And it also it costs like $500 to $1,000 US.
Yep.
But people say, but this Asian guy that serves a shark fin soup said that, and one of the guys tried the shark fin soup and this other wonton soup, and he said they taste the exact same.
Interesting.
Exact same, no difference.
Interesting.
One costed $500 to $1,000 US, and the other one was like $3.
Right. Yeah, like $3.
Like $3.
Yeah.
No difference.
Weird.
However, the Asian guy said, yeah, I could cook absolute crap in a very high-scale restaurant and charge obscene prices for it. Not just Americans, but people in general will buy it because of how high dollar it is, and they want to show off their money. Then they will act like it is the best thing they ever tasted in the world.
Yep.
They will buy it to try and show off, like, just basically that they can afford it.
Yeah.
And then they'll act like, oh my God, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
So I could go to a high class restaurant. I can make mac and cheese, put one ingredient in there and be like truffle oil.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, oh, this is so good. It's basically craft mac and cheese from the box.
Charge $200 for it.
I'd charge like $75 for it.
Oh, that's
because
fine.
It's a gourmet mac and cheese because I put truffle oil in it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
People would be like, I wouldn't tell people that it's just box mac and cheese.
Right.
You know, craft mac and cheese from the box.
Yep.
And they'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Oh my Lord, best thing I've ever tasted. $75 later. You know?
Yeah.
So that's-
No, it's not.
I actually saw that Asian guy say that, and I go, he's not wrong.
Well, because, I mean, like, as a prime example, and I'm not saying that their food is not great. Their food is very good. But, like we talk in Indiana that, like, if you want to go get good, like, a good steak in particular, where's the, like, name two places that you would go if you want to get a good steak. I can think of four off the top of my head right now.
So
that are like high
end. Here in Indianapolis.
Here in Indianapolis.
Okay, so you got St. Elmo's.
That's one.
You've got
like we're talking high dollar here.
Yeah.
So we're talking like $100, $150. St. Elmo's,
Ruth's Chris, and then you've
Peterson's.
Got Peterson's, and then you've got the
Cooper's Hawk.
No, that's not the one I was
thinking
of.
I know, but that's up there, too.
Cooper's Hawk. But what is the one... I'm having a brain fart. What is the one over there off of 96th Street?
Wolf? Not Wolfie's.
No.
Peterson's.
No, not Peterson's.
The one off 96th and no. Hague?
No.
Oh.
No.
The one over by Wolfie's?
Closer to Keystone at the Crossing.
Oh, I don't know that one, then. But anyway, like... So while you're looking that up, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they have good food. Don't get me wrong. It is good food. But, like... The steak?
Oh, Harry and Izzy's.
Oh, Harry and Izzy's. Yeah. But the I like going to Cooper's Hawk. Now, you're not spending like $100 to $150 like you would at St. Elmo's or Ruth's Chris.
Right.
You're looking like, so I get at Cooper's Hawk, I get the three mini fillets,
yeah,
right?
Filet mignons.
Yeah. But yeah, but they're mini. They're, right. You know, they're small. For like $40, $30, $40. Yeah. But like, if I were to go to Ruth's Chris and get one filet, I'm spending $150, $120-ish on one steak. Like, it, I get it. I get, like, and when people, at least around here, talk like, oh my gosh, I went to Ruth's Chris and spent like $400. Like, people get intrigued because they're like, oh, okay, you can, you got some money, you can afford that. But like, Ruth's Chris steaks aren't, they're steaks. I mean, it's no,
yeah,
it's no yeah. different than,
however,
Roadhouse.
You know, like, you know what I find is absolutely hilarious though.
Yeah.
When you have people that go to like Olive Garden, all right?
Yep.
And they're like, oh, you know, like that'll be their Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh man, this is some high dollar shit. This is some good stuff. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You went to Olive Garden.
You went to Olive Garden.
Yeah.
But see, like, and that's, but see that right there, it kind of shows like, kind of like our social status.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like Olive Garden to us is like.
You went to Olive Garden.
Peasant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's not.
No, there's not.
There's not, because I'm not going to lie. I like Red Lobster. I think Red Lobster is good.
Yeah.
Now, would I take, like, go there, like, take my wife there on a Valentine's Day dinner?
No.
No.
But would I go there just any day of the week just because I feel like it?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Same with, like, I love Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Would I go there for Valentine's Day? Probably not.
You know what? No. If I want an expensive steak, like an expensive cut of steak, you know, somewhere that Harry and Izzy's, they would sit there and charge you like $100, $150 for, I can get that same cut of steak at Texas Roadhouse for like
$20. I could get that same cut of steak at Walmart, Meijer, Aldi's, whatever, and come make it myself. Well,
I don't go into Walmart.
But you know what I mean. Meijer, Target, Aldi's,
right,
Kroger.
But I'm saying if you wanted to go out to eat.
No, though. I know. It's just funny to me, though. Like,
yeah.
You want the specific cut of steak, but you go spend hundreds of dollars to get it. Yeah. I could go to the local food market, whatever, mm-hmm. get it for $20, $30,
yeah,
ish, whatever. Come home and make the same dinner for $200
right.
less.
Right.
It's just funny to me.
Now,
it makes me giggle.
Now, the funny thing is, though, say I went to a place like that, and all of a sudden there's, boom, lobster tail. Right?
Yep. Are you getting the lobster tail?
Fuck the steak.
I'm getting the lobster tail. Absolutely.
You know why? Because, hell, even in the freaking store, a lobster tail is still
$30. Absolutely. Absolutely. You have the lobster tail, I'm getting the damn lobster tail.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
That's right.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Like,
but it's just...
I love seafood, period, but...
Are you on a seafood diet too?
What, I see it, I eat it?
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I actually track my calories now.
Yeah, you're back to doing that now?
Yeah.
After your stuff? Yeah. Are you doing good with your calories now?
Yeah.
Again?
Well, I need to eat more.
You got off your fat kid kick for a little bit?
I actually need to eat more.
You're going to make me feel bad about myself again?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Come this summer.
You're going to look amazing, and I'm going to look like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.
I can already tell difference in the mirror.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I have this unflattering look with my face being shaved right now. I don't like how I look.
Yeah, dude, what are all those bumps around your neck?
I get fucking...
God, you look like you're a leper.
Thanks. I get razor burn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got herpes of the neck?
Yep, sure do. You know how I get it?
Does it smell like gangrene?
I don't know. Come smell it.
No.
You don't want to smell it?
I'll let my dog smell it.
No, I don't want your dog to smell it. He might make it worse. Or she might make it worse. No.
Oh, my God, dude. I've never seen you so broken out before.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
I honestly don't understand.
I haven't either,
but it's happened within the last two weeks.
Did you put, like, any type of aftershave on it, maybe? Maybe an astringent of some sort?
Nope. The only thing I do when I shave is...
That rash on your neck is going to give me nightmares for a week.
Are you done?
No. That is so hideous. You look like... Your neck looks like Freddy Krueger's ball sack. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I just laughed so hard I made myself lightheaded.
I can see the tears coming down. I'll wait.
Oh,
let you take some deep breaths.
Freddy Krueger's ball sack. Do you think his ball sack's still on fire because he's burnt so bad? Do you think it still hurts?
No.
Kind of like your neck does with my eyes because it hurts looking at it. Okay, I'm done.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, just keep it going. I'll sit here and just... I'll just sit here. Here, I'll even... Here, look.
Ugh.
Here.
Dude, it goes all the way down to your chest.
Dude, I know.
What the hell?
I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. Well, it's happened within the last 2 weeks, and I don't know.
And one of them has a pus pocket.
Thank you. I'm clear.
What the hell?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I haven't changed anything in my routine of how I shave. I use shaving cream. I use a razor. And I use a moisturizer afterwards.
Did you get a new razor?
No, I use the exact same razor that I've been using.
Maybe you need a new blade.
I have changed the blade.
Oh.
The blade doesn't make a difference. Nothing makes a difference. I don't know what the heck's going on with my face. I'm going to start maybe becoming Amish and just growing my beard down here.
No, don't do that.
Just let it get really long. Don't do that,
because then you're going to come crying to me that your wife left you.
If that makes her leave me, my life is pretty sad. If that's what is like,
that was
the done
was
deal.
I'm over it. That's the tipping point. That's the tipping point.
Absolutely.
Is growing a neck beard.
Like, you had a neck that looked like Freddy Krueger's ball sack. I was perfectly okay with that.
And now you got an Amish neck beard.
I'm gone.
I'm out. Go fuck yourself.
Like, my life sucks. If that's how my marriage ends,
that's it.
That's horrible.
That's it. I'm calling Todd. Who's Todd? Exactly.
I'm taking the kid and we're going to live with Todd.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's Todd?
Exactly.
Man.
The more you know.
I'm self-conscious now of my...
There you go. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a turtleneck next time you come over here with a neck like that.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, do you have any would you rathers?
I don't know if I want to share them.
What are they?
I mean, I have
Am
them.
Am I not turtle enough for your turtle club?
Am I not turtle enough for the turtle club? Turtle.
I always have would you rathers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see. Ooh, would you rather have another 10 years with your partner or a one-night stand with your celebrity crush?
10 years with my partner. It's easy.
Fair enough.
Because why throw all that away just for a one-night stand?
I don't know. Just asking. Yeah. Like, what if it was like hall pass kind of thing?
No.
Still no?
No.
All right.
Because knowing my luck... There's probably like a gift that keeps on giving, because you know celebrities are like one day they're with this person, next thing they're married to this person for a couple months, and then they get a divorce, and then they're married to this person for a couple months, and then they get a divorce, and then they think that they're interested in the same sex, and then that doesn't work out, and then they go back to being straight. You know what I'm saying? It's just a mess.
No, that's fair.
Yeah,
you don't want a gift that keeps on giving.
No. Especially from people that live in California, because, you know, their body count makes everybody in the Midwest just look absolutely atrocious.
I know we talked about your Mount Rushmore's, like, celebrity crushes, but, like, who would be, like your all-time, like, if you were single and you just, like, met this celebrity that was, like, your all-time crush and she was like, I'm going to marry you right now, like, who would that be?
Well, I gave you the four.
Well, I know.
So, yes.
I'm saying one.
Yeah.
Of one of them.
Yeah, one of them would.
Which one?
Yeah, exactly. One of the four would.
I'm going to show you my neck ball sack.
God, that's so gross.
Pain in my ass.
Looks like you got herpes.
Thank you.
Having a breakout.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope. You showed it to me.
I have another would you rather.
All right, go for it.
Would you rather swim in a pool of Nutella or...
Ooh, that could be fun.
...a pool of maple syrup?
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I don't think you'd be swimming in Nutella. You'd just be stuck.
What about maple syrup? I think you'd also just be stuck.
Well, it depends on how I mean, how long has the maple syrup been in there?
Well, it depends on how long the Nutella's been in there. Because Nutella melts eventually. Well, like, yeah. It doesn't just stay hard.
Oh, well, yeah, but it's thick.
Well, so is syrup.
Yeah, but it's a different type of thick.
They're both thick.
Yeah.
Your argument is moot. Which one? Nutella or maple syrup? Do you want to smell like hazelnut or do you want to smell like maple?
You know, I think I'd go with the Nutella.
You go with the Nutella?
Well, yeah, because it's not as sticky.
They're both going to be sticky. I was about to say, yeah, but, I know you're going to bring maple, up sticky because you don't
maple
like sticky.
But maple syrup's going to be stickier than Nutella.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Especially, it's easier to lick off.
But no, but you don't get it all.
Yeah, you do.
Nutella? No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
I can go put some Nutella on my finger right now and some maple syrup on my finger right now, lick both of them off and see which one's sticky afterwards.
Well, they're both going to be sticky. That's
and maple
kind of
syrup
dumb...
will be the stickiest.
That wasn't the thing. But
well, you want what is your choice?
Maple syrup.
Why is that? Is it good for your hair?
Hey guys, I'm Cutter.
How you guys doing? My name's Cutter. That's right. Just letting you know that I don't have luscious locks anymore. I got a haircut.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
We haven't given him shit in a minute. Oh, I missed that guy. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Do you think he'd swim in Nutella or maple syrup?
I don't know.
Would you think he'd choose? Well, come on. You know Cutter better than anybody. Like, you've been in the mind of Cutter.
Should I call my sister right now and ask her that question?
You should. Please do. Dear God, please do. Yes.
Hold on, I'm going to do it. I'm calling her right now.
Wait, I thought that was your... Oh, yeah, your sister. You got it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Her daughter's boyfriend. Yes.
I was like, why would your sister... No, it's your niece.
We'll see.
Daughter, got it.
We'll see if she even answers.
She might not answer.
She might be at work.
Is she the one that just had a birthday?
No.
No? Is that the other
my
one?
My youngest sister.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know who's who, dude. I'm still trying to learn your family.
I've got four sisters, bro.
I know. I'm still trying to learn your family. I'm sorry. I try.
Hold on. We'll see if she's home.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, Bridge, what's up?
Nothing. I am finishing up at work.
Oh, hey. So just letting you know, you are actually on an episode of Blabber Buddies right now. How do you feel about that?
I'm going to kill you.
We have a question.
Yeah, we have a question for you.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
What was our question?
Would Cutter...
God, you both are airheads.
Would Cutter swim in a pool?
Oh, so would Cutter swim in a pool of maple syrup or Nutella?
Oh my God, Nutella.
Nutella?
Do you think it would be Nutella?
You think so? Is it because he cut his hair so he doesn't need like the maple syrup to use as gel?
Leave this kid alone. You've not even met this kid yet.
Oh, we already feel like we know him super well.
Yeah, I've heard enough. We've heard enough stories about Cutter. You know, I feel like we're like real close to him.
I bet you too.
Oh, we're like this.
All
we're
right,
super tight.
All right. So there you go. Bridget said Nutella.
Nutella. That's fair.
All right. Well,
thanks for answering our question.
So thank you for being on an episode of the Blabber Buddies. Make sure you tune in.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Bye.
Well, now we know Nutella.
There you go.
And it's not because of the hair.
No,
it has nothing to do with the hair.
Nope.
Man.
Yeah.
So, what was your answer to that? Did you say Nutella too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said maple syrup.
All right. I couldn't remember. Frickin' A. All right.
Oh, shoot. You know what?
That was a good would you rather.
Yeah. I feel like we need to do that more often. Just kind of
make phone calls.
Like, take phone calls to people.
That could be a segment.
Hey, and you know what? She's going to be like, hey, guys, you have to listen to the Blabber Buddies. You have to listen to the episode because I'm on it. I'm on it, guys.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Yeah,
that was a good time.
That was great.
That was great.
The next family get together is going to be real fun.
Oh, I know. I can't.
She's
going
to kill me.
I can't wait to hear how that goes.
Yeah.
Although I might be there, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of part of the family.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've been to quite a few. You might have to.
I'm like the brother you never had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the younger brother you never had.
Would I be
the youngest out of your siblings?
No, you would not.
Damn it.
No.
Not even close. Where do I fall?
How old are you?
34.
Younger than Garen.
Okay. It's positive.
Older than Zach.
Okay.
Zach's my brother that lives in Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not the youngest.
No, you'd be the second to youngest. Brother. Brother, though.
That's fine.
Because I've got sisters that are younger than you as well.
Jesus.
Yeah. The difference between me and my youngest sister is 15 years.
You're 42?
Yes. Well, at least, right? No, wait.
No, 27.
That was the difference between my dad and my stepmother. They were 15 years apart.
27. So she's 27, 26, 27, 28, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Late 20s.
Got it, late 20s. Cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun. Would you like to do some dad jokes? Because we're getting close to our time.
Yeah, I've got one.
Only, dude, you have to come more prepared. I don't know, like,
you know what?
Like why you don't look
you
at
know
dad
what?
Jokes.
I came up with three really good topics that we talked about. Or actually, four.
I had plenty more, but we ran out of time.
Well, that's fine. One was the flying cars.
Yep.
Two was cooking absolute crap and charging shit tons for it.
Yeah, I know.
Three was the t-shirt idea.
I know.
And four was Guy Fieri. Well, in Indianapolis for Triple D.
Yeah, and so I had the Mount Rushmore celebrities. I had the Mount Everest thing. And then I had the two Would You Rathers. So we matched four and four.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Twix your tweeter.
Oh, and Twix my tweeter. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but the Would You Rathers fall under the same category.
Of what?
It's the category of Would You Rather.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Five. Five things. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your dad? You just need to come prepared with dad jokes. You're killing me.
My name's Brian. I've got herpes. Since you only have herpes of the neck.
Since you only have one, I'll go first.
I'll go second, and then you can finish it off.
Okay. What do you call?
And besides, I need a refill on my beverage, anyways.
That's fair. What do you call a javelin thrower with Parkinson's?
Shit, this is gonna be so stupid. Javelin thrower with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what.
Shakespeare.
Fair. I was thinking way too deep.
You were.
All right. Which animal has the largest chest?
Not me.
No.
What?
A zebra.
That's so bad. That's so bad. Where do you find these at, dude? Huh? Where do you find these at?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's bad. That was a bad one.
I know.
I mean, funny, but bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It was so bad that I kind of like rethinking my life right now. Bad.
Yeah. Oh, this one's kind of dark, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
So do you think that anybody has kidnapped Shelby, our t-shirt winner?
Kidnapped?
Yeah.
Oh, because she hasn't posted anything?
Yeah, because she hasn't given us a photo of that t-shirt
Why
yet.
Don't we call her?
Huh. Well, she's probably at work, so she may
call
not,
her.
She may not answer.
Well, so call her.
Let's see.
I mean, we might as well. I just want to make sure, because, like, maybe she doesn't want to wear it. Maybe she's ashamed of it.
She might be.
Which, that would make me really sad, because I personally delivered that.
Let's see.
You might have to turn it up a little. Just a tiny bit.
Hello?
She answered.
Hey, Shelby.
Yes?
This is Landon. What are you doing?
Signal shows people's contacts.
Oh, yeah? Well, just letting you know, you are live right now on Blabber Buddies podcast. How do you feel about that?
Oh, no.
Why does everybody Like, oh no, it seems to be the general consensus today.
Bryant and I were actually kind of curious. Did you get that t-shirt?
You didn't get kidnapped?
Yeah, you did. We were kind of curious if you got kidnapped.
Nobody wants to kidnap me, remember?
Did you get dog-napped?
I actually considered putting it on my dog and then taking a photo.
That's fair.
Checks out.
Fair enough.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be super cute.
Yeah, it would be super cute.
You just see Blabber Buddies on the back of the dog.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah. Or would she have the "we don't give a shit" part?
Oh yeah, she could turn it around and do it backwards. Yeah, that would be cute. Uh huh. I'd like that.
Put it on her dog's butt like a diaper.
We don't give a shit.
I'd like that. So are you at work right now?
No, it's a 4-day for the active guard.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because Monday's a holiday. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks, MLK.
Yeah.
Thanks, MLK. She goes, thanks, MLK.
Vargo doesn't know what that is. He has to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to work. That's right. All right, well.
I have beef with you, though.
Huh?
She has beef with you.
I do have beef with you, though.
Oh, okay.
Him specifically?
I saw on Facebook that you signed up for the Wellness Center and you didn't use me as a reference.
Oh. Well, actually.
Look, I told you to.
Actually, I didn't sign up for it. The wife did.
Oh,
I would have gotten $50.
Well, I made a boo-boo.
I don't blame her for not wearing our shirt.
I just screwed her out of $50. So are you gonna you know, you got plenty of time right now to take that photo and post it on our Facebook fan page.
You know what? I'll get right to that. There'll be a.
I think you know what? For some reason I think you're full of shit.
It's gonna be a great photo.
Oh shit! I can only imagine.
It's gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be like flipping us off or something. Yeah. All right. All right. Well, no, we just figured we'd give you a call and see what you're doing.
She hung up on us.
Yep.
Oh.
Now I'm gonna go get right on that photo.
She's being sarcastic.
I know. She's not going to.
No.
Just wait. Give it 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later, and maybe you'll be a guest on a future show soon.
I actually reconsidered how badly I wanted to be famous.
Huh?
We considered how badly she wanted to be famous.
Oh.
Yeah. She wants it bad.
Oh. Well, that's cool.
We're gonna make her famous.
Yep. You're gonna be famous.
Wonderful.
She sounds so thrilled. Yeah, so enthused right now. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. She goes, I'm pissed at you, by the way.
I got a bone to pick with you.
I got a bone to pick with you.
All right. I got one more dad joke. Oh, actually, I got quite a few, but.
Oh, yeah, but time sensitive.
Yeah.
Go ahead with one more, and we can save the rest for another one.
All right. Sounds good. This one's kind of dark, but I'm going to do it anyway. How do you give a coma patient's family hope?
Oh, let me see. How do you give a coma
patient's family hope?
Boop. I don't know that.
You put a half-eaten sandwich in their hand.
Oh. That is morbid.
I know. I told you it was dark. It was
dude,
dark.
That is morbid.
I know. I told you
that
it was dark.
Is so morbid.
I know. I told you. I told you it was bad. But
I kind of want to do it.
I know. I know. That's the bad part. Like,
oh man.
I told you it was bad. I wasn't kidding.
Yeah, that's morbid. Bro.
It is.
That's morbid.
I heard that joke and I died laughing.
Oh.
I couldn't help it. I was like, oh my god, that's hilarious.
All right.
But I kind of want to try it.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
That's outstanding. Outstanding. All right. So that's going to go ahead and end our episode of today's Blabber Buddy episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating on any of the streaming services that you use to
do your stuff.
Listen to us. Also, leave a good review on our Facebook fan page. And just go ahead and email us at blabberbuddies1@gmail.com, letting us know that you did so, and you could be a potential winner of a Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
You know they don't have to email us, right? Because it's on Facebook. We can see their comment, and then we can just choose it, right?
Well, yeah, but if they leave a rating on one of the other streaming services, we can't see it.
No, I know. Then they have to email us. I know.
Exactly. Jackass.
I know. We love you guys.
Yep.
You could be the winner of a free Blabber Buddies t-shirt, and we do have a new design that if you didn't listen to last week's episode, or last week, a couple weeks episode ago, last episode, we got a new design
shirt. Yep, thing. And if you get on our cool. Blabber Buddies fan page, you can see a couple of winner, or at least two or three, if Shelby comes through.
I doubt it.
Yeah, they have won free Blabber Buddy t-shirts already. So,
yeah, their t-shirts are they're older designs. We're working through some things, yep. But they're still good designs. And we got our new design and be looking ahead in the future because we may be getting a website up where you guys can purchase
some Blabber Buddies merch
stuff.
Yep, get some merch. One thing that I know Bryant and I are talking about is probably getting some drinking glasses.
Yeah.
With our Blabber Buddies logo on it.
Yep.
So that way we can have those when we talk, you know, banter back and forth. And could be on our merch website in the future, and they're going to look cool.
Yeah, some bumper stickers, some hats maybe, definitely t-shirt out there. So, yeah, be on the lookout here in the next few weeks.
That's right. And you know what? You know, maybe next fall we can get some and even some t-shirts out there and even Hunter Orange. You know, because I know there's a lot of people that listen that that enjoy the wondrous sport of hunting. So, yeah.
That's random as fucking shit, but all right. It's anyway.
It's true. It's totally true. We are in the Midwest. A lot of people hunt, Bryant.
Yeah, I can think of like...
You're the only person that likes to fucking fish.
I'm not the only one that likes to fish. You like to fish.
I like to fish, but I keep and eat what I catch.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, catch and release. Exactly. It's a sport, not... Not to eat.
Anyways, so yeah, until next time, we'll see you later.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.